Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the first quarter.
Here's Mark Soderstrom to get us started on Friday Night Footy as Footy Mania rolls on.
Adelaide get their first win, sitting 1-4. The Bombers, as we heard from the boys, they have been up and down. The win-loss has been their pattern since the start. Big Toddy Goldstein, 35 years young, brought over from the Roos, and he's been an inspired recruit for Essendon as they get their opportunity to come out through the centre to get things moving really quickly. So Goldstein has provided that momentum again going forward, and the lead was going for Big Draper. Kick around the corner comes from Langford and into attack, and a hurried little kick through for behind. So the Bombers get the first goal at it. Gresham gets the behind.
Seba, super special comments there. Mark Ricciuto with Bertie Vince. This is Kelly for the Bombers. Takes the mark from the Crow bring-in ball. Now he puts him back inside 50 here, Essendon. Ball spills. Langford, a handball over the top. Caldwell tight against the boundary. Squaring ball. Good. Harry Jones, top of the square by himself. Hinge tried to close down late, but he just had metres. He'll go back City and goal straight in front.
Yeah, he looks a likely type, this kid. He hasn't really set the world on fire yet, but he's 6'5", 6'6", really mobile, and played pretty well the last couple of weeks. I like the look of him.
Great kick to the top of the square too.
So in he comes. Harrison Jones, City end goal, point blank sort of stuff. And he nails it. So the Bombers, they're 1-1. Adelaide are yet to score. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. Stay off-road and off-grid for longer with a luxurious Titanium Caravan. Bertie Vince, Mark Ricciuto on Triple M Footy.
Well, it's all Essendon at the moment. 10 disposals to 1. They're just on fire. They won the centre clearance. They scored. The kick in from Adelaide was poor. Didn't give the ruckman Riley O'Brien a chance, and the ball went straight back in. It was a great kick from Caldwell. Bit of a floater, but it went to the top of the square and did the team thing, got the goal as a result. So great start on the road for the Essendon.
Yeah, watch for Tex in the rucks. Going to take it against Cox, who's a very light body for a ruckman. Watch him to push him out the way, grab it out of the ruck.
Oh, exactly what he said. Bernie is spot on.
Didn't call it on the ball, though.
In a hurry, the kick came from Michelli and just fortuitously drops onto the chest. And Adelaide are going to get their first chance to really have a crack at the goal, and it's going to be Ben Keyes.
Yeah. I've got a question for you. Essendon have got two ruckmen, two genuine ruckmen in their side at the moment. They've got Cox, who's a wingman, a skinny wingman who's not developed yet, and you've got him rucking in the defensive 50. Tex Walker just pushes him out of the way and grabs out of the ruck.
Well, they deserve what they get.
Keyes pops it through, so Adelaide get there first. They're down by 3 points, Essendon 1-4-10. Adelaide 1-1-7. Tackle from Fogarty. A hurried kick though. Just wobbles through. Keane again.
Mark that.
The man from County Kerry just set some sort of wobbler. A finger buster. As Essendon's midfield comes out to Dersma. He obviously knows this ground very well. As he made the move going back, was Dawson. Missed what the skipper would normally take. It comes to Davey. Running in. Here's a chance for the Bombers. And a little kick around the corner. It's a beautiful kick from Gresham. And the former Saint pops it through for the Bombers. They've got their second. Adelaide 1-1-7. Essendon 2-4-16. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Yeah, that goal was a beneficiary of a half attack from Dawson. I don't know if the communication was there from Hinge or Keane or not, but he only went at it half-hearted. Didn't really go for the mark like he usually would. It went over the back. And Gresham, who's started the game on fire, he's had more disposals than anyone on the ground. He's had 8 disposals. He kicked a goal.
Hobbs got it working long down the line. A little underground to work nicely from Cox. Goldstein tried to steam through. Hamill very nicely done. Rochelli from halfback got boot to ball. He was under a heap of pressure. Fogarty, nice little take on Laverde in a one-on-one. Got it rolling real quick.
Shot.
Walker from front edge of the centre square. Goes from downtown. Oh, he's bounced it through. The Texan from the front edge of the centre square. An extraordinary finish. And Adelaide, it's a 2-point margin. Essendon lead at 2-4-16. Adelaide 2-2-14. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Look, Tex is a superstar. Everyone knows that. Tex was Fogg did well enough to find him.
Great contest by Fogarty.
But what he did, though, he kicked it off one step. Good players know where the goals are. They basically don't even have to look. And he knows on a slippery night, you've just got to kick it straight, make sure the ball's flying like a perfect drop punt. It'll skid, and that's exactly what he did. But great contested mark by Darcy Fogarty, who's had a little bit of a couple of unlucky decisions from the umpire. But when you mark him in a contested situation like that, you take the luck out of it.
Here's a chance now for Laverde. Top of the square. Draper. O'Brien with a little hit. Parrish going through. Couldn't take it with him. And also Jones, who we've seen too. And finally, the handball is farmed out. Good tackle by Smith. Adelaide's defence holding up now. Rochelle's done well. Just knocked it out of the way of Keane. Goes to the open wing. There's a chance now for Essendon to clean things up.
10 seconds.
Mackay got it to Heppel. Smothered off his boot. Mackay in the end. Now steaming through. Merritt to Dersbert to Hind. Siren. Entertaining start to Friday night footy. Essendon 2-4-16, lead Adelaide 2-2-14.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the second quarter.
O'Brien and Goldstein as it started early on. Rankin holding. Just jumps through.
Essendon.
Free kick. No one knew what way that was going. Isaac Rankin was looking for his second touch.
Goldstein gives it off to Martin. Runs off half back over the head of Worrell and still sitting over it, trying to hold it in there. There's a chance now for the Bombers. Little kick, looking for Hind. He can raffle it with Parrish. And Parrish has got it. 20 out. And the Adelaide defence there just couldn't stand up. There was plenty to choose from for Essendon.
Well, hard work by Parrish. He started in the centre square and bolted forward. Full credit to him for his work rate.
They push hard forward, don't they, the Essendon mids? Got to be accountable, Adelaide. Got to be wary of that.
So Darcy Parrish from point blank, 20 out, looking for his first goal of the year.
Oh, only just.
A little bit of hard work to sneak it in, but the Bombers have got it. They've started beautifully in this second term, so they sneak out 3-4-22. Adelaide 2-2-14, Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Here's Cox, actually Kelly delivering, looking for Harry Jones for Essendon, couldn't gather. Smith at ground level for Adelaide across halfback. Oh, Nick Curvis, he was under some real heat there. They've coughed it up here. Draper's back. Hamill has been solid. He's wrapped
good
up.
Tackle.
Hobbs has got him. He's going to get done here, is he? He is.
Oh, what?
Joking.
They didn't look a heap of prior there. Harvey Norman replay will tell us this weekend at Harvey Norman. Samsung 65-inch OLED TV. Now $2,781. Save over $900. Hurry while stocks last. What did you see?
I just had a look on the Harvey Norman. There was no prior at all there. So that was a strange decision.
So the end result is that Hobbs is going to have a shot at the cathedral end. He'll have to let it go from on or outside 50. Runs around, gets a nice piece of it, going right there. He's nailed the goal. Oh. That's a big, big goal. The Bombers get their fourth. 4-6-30. Adelaide 2-3-15. Brett Bigland's Bob Jane T-Barts.
Yeah, it's clear the pressure factor down here is having an impact. Adelaide are slow and really under pressure when trying to move the ball forward. Essendon, conversely, when they've got the footy and going by a foot, they are looking up ahead and taking their time with ball in hand, really standing out.
We'll have a ball up inside the 50 here for the Bombers.
Well, Essendon got them on the ropes. A good side will put Adelaide away here. Can Essendon put them away? That's what's going to happen. That's what we're going to watch.
16 minutes gone in the second. It's the Bombers by 15 points. Stringer, he's got some space. He got away from Keane. Can they put him away? Well, they can with kicks like that. Jake Stringer gets on the board. Essendon have got five. They're out by 21 points. Adelaide 2-3-15. Essendon 5-6-36. Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Well, it was standing out like whatever you want to say.
Dog's balls, Roo. Dog's balls.
They are just
big staffy.
Essendon have got a lot of confidence. They're putting a lot of pressure on. Adelaide are just going backwards when they get the ball. They just look absolutely shot for confidence.
But after last week, I thought their confidence was back a little bit. They got the ball, they used the middle of the ground, they hit targets, and today, I don't know. Oh, tonight, sorry. They look a bit safe. They haven't pulled the trigger inside. They've made fumbling mistakes. Both sides have a little bit, but, I mean, they're just making errors and going backwards, as you said. It's not the Adelaide we saw last week, V. Carlton.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks footy. Now, great tackle by Dawson. So, Parrish, now, is that 50? It is. So, what happened there? Draper kicked the footy away after the free kick was given.
Oh, big, big 50.
So, this will be a shot on goal from the middle. And, Rue, the pressure thing, like, I know you're so big on that pressure. Like, the pressure rating is one of the first things you love to look at. And it's been extraordinary to watch it happen live.
Well, you can be out of games, Yada. Momentum can be against you, but if your pressure is up, you can hang in there. And Adelaide did that in that first quarter, but it's dropped off this term.
So we need a captain's goal here for Dawson. Adelaide fans are looking for that, and he's going to deliver. So for all of the Essendon dominance, the margin cut back to under 3 goals. Deep in the back 50 here for Adelaide. Essendon by 15 points. And Jeanine Curvis didn't complete. Tex stepped through a couple. Released a bullet of a handball. Got it to Dan Curvis. Measures to Rankin.
First touch for the quarter. Rankin only had one in the first quarter.
The big red Z landing there from Root. But Essendon's defence able to chime in. Oh, messed it up, Laverde. Jones runs in. Goal, Adelaide. Back to back. We're back to under double figures. Bombers by 9 points. 5-6-36 Essendon. 4-3-27 Adelaide. All that happening on the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard. Hasn't this changed in the last little bit?
It's changed on the scoreboard, but not in my mind. Essendon are just playing much better football. And 2 goals has trimmed the margin, but gee, Essendon just looked completely better. This Laverde just dropped off his kick, didn't kick through it. You can choke a little bit with those kicks in the back line. You can't afford to. That's what he did. And just put a bit of air on it. And Chase Jones capitalised on it. And, yeah, as you said, 2 goals in a minute. All of a sudden, the scoreboard doesn't look as bad.
Former Glenelg Tiger Mason Redmond with a long kick out, but strong hands. Skipper Dawson just at half forward, really stepping up now. He's off. He runs away from Durham. Wants to get things moving on the left. It's a long kick. It's an absolute
He's giving it to him.
Oh, yeah. Well done to Jordan Dawson. Adelaide within 3 points. 5-3-33. Essendon 5-6.
What's going on?
36. Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard. What's happening, boys?
Oh, get in there, boys. Both sides. Fire up.
There's some feeling. Jordan Dawson straight after that kick just went up to Durham, I think it was, right in his face. He took the mark on him in that marking contest and then he got up, played on. Durham was arguing with the umpire, went bang from about 55, 60 metres all the way home. And you see here, just got right up in his grill. They were touching foreheads, they were kissing each other, basically. And then players come from everywhere. It's got a bit of feeling in it now. 3 points, game on.
What about Dawson's last few minutes? He's had 5 disposals. He's kicked 2 goals, one from well outside 50. This is a huge turnaround. We're saying Jordan Dawson's out of form 10 minutes ago. Very big response by him to inspire Adelaide. Game on.
He puts it right to the dangerous position. Walker was there. Laird was there. Ground level floating around. Rochelle held without it, it appeared. Ground level. Langford working hard now for Essendon. He's wrapped up strongly.
He's done.
What?
What the hell is that?
You're kidding me.
Harvey Norman, check it out for us, Rube. Tell us what happened.
I'll have a look at the Harvey Norman. Langford. Let's have a look here. Laird's fumble. Langford picks it up. That is a disgraceful decision.
That's one of the worst you've seen.
Adelaide had one before from Hamill. One now for Essendon. That's 1-0. The umpires have had a couple of howlers there.
That is one of the worst decisions you will see.
He didn't even look that up and bang, tackled. No arms free. Perfect tackle. Ball was pinned. That is just a ball up anywhere on the ground. This could tie the scores.
Well, this is the end result, Roo. On the siren, Fogarty, City end goal. 35 out. And he's pushed it. He's missed to the right.
Missed it.
It is Essendon by 5 points at halftime. 5-4-34 Adelaide. 5-9-39 Essendon.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M Rocks Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the third quarter.
Well, Brad Scott has decided to stick Sammy Draper into the ruck to start things here in the second half against O'Reilly, and it's worked well for them. Clearance coming. Durham has had plenty of it in that first half. Keane mops up after the clearance came Essendon's way, and the kick is close to the line here, and Cook sees it out. Just looking here, obviously, Draper only had the one touch in the first half. Isaac Rankin just the two in the first half.
And there would have been a lot of chat about that. How do we get Isaac into the game? What does Isaac have to do to get himself in the game?
Now a left foot ball from Keyser goes long. Fogarty. Now Mackay claiming it was blocked off the ball.
It was. Smartly, though.
And the Fog. Well, he had one on the siren at half time to draw it all level. He just missed it away to the right.
Very, very clever there from Rankin, Isaac Rankin. Fogarty's opponent in Mackay was going to have a free run and punch at that, but Rankin just had a look at him, made out he was sort of going for the footy, but just got his body in the way perfectly. That's exactly how you want to do it.
So Fogarty, cathedral end, kick on the way from the Fog. We are locked away on a Friday night. Scores are level. 6-4-40 Adelaide, 5-10-40 Essendon. Oh, listen to the wee Flyers, one crowd. They are really lifting here for their side. Essendon looking a bit wobbly back here. Walker, is he taken high? Certainly had a good go at acting it. Now, steaming through. Nice little blind turn. Kelly got the handball away. Saligo came through. We're deep inside Adelaide's 50. Little blind turn. Durham done.
Oh, he's gone.
Holding the ball.
Let's have a look at the Harvey Norman replay there.
I didn't dispose of it properly, Root.
Yeah, no, just having a look there. He did a spin, got the tackle, didn't quite exit the kick properly.
Isaac.
Well done. The pressure's gone up here. Adelaide have stepped it up, and Essendon are feeling it. They aren't clearing the ball outside D50 as well as what they were doing. They can't find that mark to release the pressure. Adelaide, well done.
He's had a huge night, Saligo. Cathedral end of the ground. Crosses the logo. Kick on the way. Adelaide are in front.
Oh, how good.
The Crows lead it by a goal. How have they done this? 7-4-46 Adelaide, 5-10-40 Essendon. Triple M Titanium Caravan Scoreboard. Bernie Vince, Mark Rusciuto, Triple M Footy.
I said it earlier and I'll say it again, Roo. It's the good teams in the competition when momentum's against you. We've all agreed Essendon outplayed Adelaide by a country mile in that first half. But the good teams are able to hang in there, just find a way to hang in there. Kick a couple of goals to keep you in it, even though you're getting smashed in all the key areas. And then when momentum does change, and momentum shifts a lot of times in games, there's heaps of momentum shifts in games these days, and it's Adelaide's way at the moment. And then that's what good teams do, make the most of it when it shifts your way, and they've been able to do that now. Six points up.
Yeah, 9 tackles to 2 Adelaide's way in the third quarter, so that bounces up with the pressure as well. Can Essendon respond now? They've been on top all night. Can they fight back?
That old back six, Ruth, they've just been solid, haven't they, for Adelaide? Nice leap.
Been huge.
Here he is, Dawson. Left foot ball.
What a kick.
Finding Walker. Have a look at Rochelle feeding back into space. Doesn't go there. Now he goes there. Rochelle runs in.
Oh,
have a
God.
Look at this.
Had to kick it.
Had to. Adelaide are on fire here on a Friday night. They're out by 12 points. 8-4-52 Adelaide. 5-10-40 Essendon on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. Stay off-road and off-grid for longer with a luxurious Titanium Caravan. Visit titaniumcaravans.com.au.
If there's anyone with an Asada top or a Wada top in here, go straight to Jordan Dawson after the game and find out what he had halfway through the second quarter. He has changed this game single-handedly for Adelaide. He's been brilliant. And he got that goal down, or got the ball down in the forward line. But Josh Rochelle, I tell you what, son.
He had to kick it, right?
Nah, I'm not buying it.
No.
Should not have kicked it.
Just handled on the top.
And that should be on the review on Monday.
Well, Gresham breaks away with the ball. Goes into the forward line, about 20 out. Some tough, hard work. Hinge crashes his way through in front of Davey. The round of applause comes for his tenacity. Worrell flicks the handball across to Nan Curvis, and suddenly they're out. Terrific work, McHenry. And then Hamill, the centre of the ground, misses Rankin. It's okay, Rolly O'Brien's there to save the day. And Adelaide go forward. Here's a chance for Fogarty. They're out. Suddenly there's room all over the Adelaide Oval for the Crows. Long ball, mark not taken. Off the deck is Rankin. We wanted a little bit of magic from him. That's what Adelaide needed. And he's popped it through. Brilliant goal from Rankin.
Might have been McHenry.
It was McHenry.
Sorry, Soda.
I was trying to get Rankin into the game that much. You're right. It was Ned in the orange boots.
Well, he needs all he can get, Ned. When he kicks a goal, you've got to give it to him. He works his butt off. Doesn't get much reward sometimes, but that was a good one off the ground.
They dish off here. Martin sends a high ball right to the dangerous spot, but there's no tall timber there. Fist came from Nankervis. It might fall for Essendon. It does. Harry Jones, another one. And that spoil was maybe to the wrong area. We'll hear from Mark Rusciuto and Bertie Vince in a moment, but it is a Adelaide 11-point lead. Just as Rue was saying, keep your heads up, Bombers fans. You're able to get one on the board. 6-12-48 Essendon. Adelaide 9-5-59. Triple M Titanium Caravan.
Yeah, forward. Young Nankervis there. He hesitated. He went for it. He spoiled it, but he spoiled it at the wrong spot. Harry Jones, who's started well, been a little bit quiet since, capitalised on that, got a goal. They needed that. They deserve that. It's 11 points of difference.
Tap down. Rucks go at it. Draper working hard at ground level. Essendon Caldwell got it to Hyde. Able to step through. There was space there. He put a high ball in. Top of the square. Langford. Harry Jones floating again. Gresham blind turn. Oh. Couldn't get beat to ball. Jones can. Opportunity. Langford.
Goal.
Back to back Bombers goals. Wow. We're back to a 4-point Crow lead. It is Essendon 7-13-55, Adelaide 9-5-59, Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. You got Mark Rusciuto and you got Bertie Vince tonight on Triple M footy.
This was a great contest by Langford. He was out position, really. It went to Keane's favoured side, and then they just made something out of nothing. Harry Jones, again, was the player that picked it up cleanly and flicked it back out to Langford, who initiated that first contest, just brought the ball to ground, created another opportunity, but they finally get some reward for effort. Essendon, 12 inside 50s to 6 this term, but 4 goals to 2 Adelaide's way. So this game right in the balance here. Big, big 5-10 minutes coming up, or 6 minutes to go in this third quarter.
Merritt working it up to that centre wingish area. What about the Mark Durham? Wallace on his backside, delivered a handball to Parrish. They're trying to get it rolling. 48 seconds left in the term. A long ball from Durham after he got it back from Parrish. Opportunity back here. Davey was sweating out the back. Langford gathered, had a snapping go. He got a snapping goal earlier downfield. Is it downfield or is it going to come back?
It'll come back to Langford. Got him higher, Chase Jones, I reckon. He's arguing, but with the naked eye, I thought he did get him higher, that initial grab. Yeah, definitely higher.
So we had a kick on the siren at half time from the fog that missed.
Just had a look on the Harvey Norman. It was definitely over the shoulder.
Just got a bit too excited, didn't he, coming in? Jones just sort of had to make body contact without going high. Still would have affected the kick, mate, meaning he wouldn't have kicked the goal.
All you have to do is get the arm, don't you? Affect the
just
ball
have to
drop.
Hit the body somehow.
10 seconds and counting. Langford comes in. City end goal, not much angle, and he makes no mistake. Essendon are back in front. They lead it by 3 as we head to the final change.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the fourth quarter.
Well, the Bombers have had the wood over Adelaide. They've won in the last 6 games. And going off the deck was Draper. But cutting across, Scholl. Looking for the skipper, Dawson. Juggles a little with the right-handed couple, then comes on with a kick. Great kick. He's having a huge night, Dawson. Just been terrific. And here's a chance for Shelley now.
Well, he reckons he's going to kick it from 55. He's going to have to come around and use the arc. So
I would have liked him to go back quick, Root. Go back quick and have a look. If there's no one on, then you go back and have your shot. He just sort of put the ball in the air with one hand and said, well, I'm going to kick it. Now you've got to kick it.
Well, he kicked one of Adelaide's 4 goals in the third term. Bagged a couple last week against the Blues from 55. Distance is just going to be a problem. Right on the line, they've still kept it alive. Nervous moments for the Essendon defence, and they just rush it through for a point. He just pops it across to Martin in the other pocket.
Can they turn it over here, Adelaide? They need to.
He's got to go down the line, member side. Draper had that knocked away. Here's a turn. Chance for Nan Curvis. Swings the kick around one on one. Free kick's going to go to Ben Keys.
Did he milk that or was it there?
He sort of milked it, but you can't wrap your arms around.
Who was it, Jake Ford? Kelly?
It was Kelly v. Keys. He put his arm around him and...
Oh, yeah, dragged his left arm out of the contest.
Can't do that.
Well, we saw him celebrate a spoil earlier. What do you reckon he'll do here, boys?
Well, let's just see if he kicks it first.
Let's not do a Josh Rochelle and think about the celebration first.
He's 12 metres out. He's ran back. Oh. Well, on the Glenn McGrath, and he's run. He did everything he could to try and miss it, Keezy. But he's still going for the high fives from everyone.
Not look
he
good.
Loves it. He's got his
head. What about the speed he was coming in at?
He started to take off left. What was he doing? That's where the ball went in the end. That is not how you teach a set shot routine.
He started his run up from the cathedral to run down to the other end.
I can't believe it. A witness.
From the goal square. Well,
started heading to the Alma room.
It means Adelaide's in front, Roo. They're up by a point right now.
I've got that bit. I just... flabbergasted about the goal-kicking routine.
Have a look here. What's he done? He's sort of walking in, strolling in, taking off. Then all of a sudden, bang, out to the left. What's he doing? Oh. The umpire did a lot.
Bee's dick.
Did a lot, the goal umpire. That's all it has to do.
Well, Ken Essendon, bounce back here.
Rep big ones, Bob Jane, too much.
46,700 in the house tonight. Great crowd.
Yeah, big crowd, Biggles.
Oh, at his hand.
Here's a chance for Rankin. We've been waiting for him to do something magical. And there it is. He's got the beautiful bounce with a little snap over the head. Oh. But they're going to go for the review. Did it hit the post?
We're just checking the goal post. Score again. Unbiased call is a goal. Please confirm it.
Clean the goal.
Done the full salute too. Stood up tall. Oh, geez, that's close. That is close.
Is it through?
Well, you're going to have...
Oh!
Going to have evidence to overturn it.
That is... I think it's
there's a
tiny gap there.
We can see there is no spike on edge as the ball passes the post. Decision on the scoreboard.
Not a bad review, that one. I was pretty close to the point post.
Is the umpire's in a good spot?
What I don't get is, why don't they just review it? They've got to review it anyway. Just review it while everyone's going back to the middle.
Yep.
Goal to Rankin. He's finally got on the board after having a pretty lean night. He's up to 10 possessions though now, so the Crows out by 7 points, 11-6-72. Essendon 8-17-65, Triple M Beacon Trade Scoreboard.
You just lose the sizzle of the goal.
Yeah, you do.
Right, when you do it, like, review it, don't worry about it, listen to the umpire and go after.
Big salute to here, Roo. What's the celebration? Big celebration, then stands up tall and gives the... almost the army salute.
Stand!
Xavier Dersma has taken the mark.
That's a big ball win by Worrell.
Gives it to Parrish. He goes forward. Look at the direction of the package. Keith Worrell. Breaking away with other ball.
Merritt.
Have got a goal. It is. It's Merritt off the back of the pack. Right into the open goal at the cathedral end. And suddenly now the Crows lead is back to a point. Essendon 9-17-71. Adelaide 11-6-72. Triple M Beacon Trade Scoreboard.
What a game of football.
What about this for a take though? Flying through, just in the right spot at the right time. Beautiful finish. Champion player.
But Byrne, that's what you've been on about all night with him. Just how he takes it and goes.
They're just the class of player that can take it clean in dewy, slippery conditions. It just sets him above other players that are probably on the similar talent level, similar type of player. He just one take. If he fumbles that, he doesn't kick the goal, gets tackled probably on the second grab. But because he hit it at speed, took it clean, just gives him a flying running shot at goal.
Here we go again. Out of the middle go the Bombers. Caldwell gets it to half forward. Hinge got a nice balling hand in. Crunch on Rankin. Wrapped him up and rolled him over. And we'll have a ball up at centre-half forward. It's the Crows by a point. Triple M Beacon Trade Scoreboard.
That was the old death roll.
That's how you hurt the opposition with a tackle without giving a free kick away.
Good. Well, to Draper again. Couldn't take the mark. Worrell did well. Little kick around the corner. And going back with the flight. You can see Rochelle learnt from it. He ran back with the flight, having a real crack at that one. The umpire is going to give a free kick here against Adelaide for holding the ball. And Hobbs was a tackler, as was McGrath, and it's going to be the latter with it. Lowers his eyes, the kick is good. And the mark's been taken by Goldstein. Gives it off to Martin. He pulls the trigger from 52. Oh, and he shoots true. What a ripping goal for the Bombers. They're out by 6 points. Adelaide 11-6-72. The Bombers, very inaccurate. 10-18-78. Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
Well, that's for Essendon. What have they got on a couple of occasions? They've come out and done it. What have Adelaide got now?
This has turned into a ripping contest.
No, it's all happening. Bombers by 4 points. We've got 2 minutes 30 left. Putting it half forward for Adelaide. Essendon through Hobbs. He's trying to get it across. Stringer centre wing. Vacant 50.
Oh, big ball.
Dumps it down there.
Look at this.
Get on the bike, lads.
Oh.
Working back. Have a look at this from Keane. What about the little take and go? What about the delivery?
That's incredible.
Sensational from the Irishman.
They're on here.
Now they're on Adelaide.
Rochelli.
They're able to square things up. Rochelli through the middle of the ground.
Oh,
turns
no.
And hits it. Fat. He couldn't get a piece of it. The Bombers are under all sorts of heat. Walker with brute strength. Goulet under all sorts. He didn't get boot to ball. Spills out. Have a look at this for a game of footy. And that is Martin.
It's going to stay in.
Going to the line. It's rolling.
Oh,
it's rolling. It's out. Free kick, Adelaide.
Hinge has it. He pumps the ball back in 50. They need a mark. The Crows. Oh, they can't get one close to the line. And Fogarty is taken out.
A minute 39. Someone needs to kick a goal. Essendon, someone needs to save it and get it out.
Riley O'Brien to Walker. Is it a hot
pay it.
No.
That was too high.
He ducked into it.
It was around Walker's head, but the umpire would not pay it that close to goal with that little time left.
39 seconds left. Ball bubbling around in Adelaide's 50. Out of the contest, Rochelli. Oh, he's missed.
30 seconds.
Minus score. Margin 3 points, Essendon. 78-75. Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard. 30 seconds left.
This has been some sort of contest. Redmond goes long, looking for the boundary line.
Doesn't get
it. The back is Hinge. Works his way through. Goes on the outside of the foot. Adelaide needs a mark. Oh, Jones couldn't take it.
Oh, in the back.
It was Harrison Jones. Oh, here we go. Right, 11 seconds left. 40 metres out from the Adelaide goal. The umpire has control.
Look at the numbers.
So we're inside 10 seconds. Ball bubbling around. Walker tried to take him on. Ball bubbles out. Fogarty's in there. Essendon over it. Umpire looks.
What a win.
Essendon win.
What a win.
They've won their last seven against Adelaide. The Bombers have toughed it out by 3 points. What a game of footy here at the Adelaide Oval.
Catch Triple M Footy's mini match of the round every Monday. And get everything else from Triple M Footy by downloading the Listener app. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.